A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. No one can be a slave of two masters. They will hate one and love the other. They will be loyal to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. This is why I tell you not to be worried about the food and drink you need in order to stay alive, or about clothes for your body. After all, isn't life worth more than food? And isn't the body worth more than clothes? Look at the birds flying in the air. They do not sow seeds, gather a harvest, and put it in barns. Yet your Father in heaven takes care of them. Aren't you worth much more than these birds? Can any of you live a bit longer by worrying about it? And why worry about clothes? Look how the wild flowers grow. They do not work or make clothes for themselves. But I tell you that not even King Solomon, with all his wealth, had clothes as beautiful as one of these flowers. It is God who clothes the wild grass, grass that is here today and gone tomorrow, burnt up in the oven. Won't God be all the more sure to clothe you? How little faith you have. So do not start worrying. Where will my food come from, or my drink, or my clothes? These are the things the pagans are always concerned about. Your Father in heaven knows that you need all these things. Instead, be concerned about everything else with the kingdom of God and with what God requires of you, and he will provide you with all these other things. So do not worry about tomorrow. It will have enough worries of its own. There is no need to add to the troubles each day brings. And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the past couple of weeks, as we have listened to and contemplated the word of God from Matthew's gospel, we will have noticed Jesus breathing new meanings and new life into old texts. How often we heard the phrase, "You have heard that it was said to you of old," dum-dum, whatever, "but now I say to you." Here Jesus is bringing the teachings of the First Testament to fullness of life as he wakes us up with his word. Jesus widens our circles to include the love and needs of all people, even our enemies. Recently I had a wake-up call through an altercation with a glass door. Now, because of this experience, I have not been living life quite as normal, whatever that is. However, I feel it has been a special time of being opened up more deeply to the Word of God, allowing Jesus to breathe new and deeper meanings into my life. As many of you listeners will know, it is truly amazing what an enforced rest and long periods of silence can reveal in any wake-up call. Hopefully our experiences do that for all of us, yet every now and then we encounter someone or something which seems to demand a little more of our attention, our silent, listening heart, and we are guided to ask the deeper questions. What is really important? What is life really all about? Today's gospel could be seen as one of these wake-up calls. Listen to its radical message. Jesus is telling us in no uncertain terms that we cannot serve both God and money, and then not to be worrying about where our food and clothing will come from. These are pagan concerns. Now, how do you think people who are hungry and homeless, sick and in prison, interpret that message? I think we need to hear what Jesus is saying in the context of the end of Matthew's Gospel, or before the Passion, in chapter 25, where we are reminded what will be said to us at the final judgment. Hopefully, we will hear these words, "Come, you who are blessed, and possess the kingdom prepared for you. For I was hungry, and you fed me, thirsty, and you gave me a drink, naked, and you clothed me, sick, and you cared for me, in prison, and you visited me. I was a stranger, and you took me into your home." Now surely that is the good news of all wake-up calls. God has a face in Jesus. God's word has taken flesh in Jesus. And Jesus has taken flesh in our neighbour, the homeless, the hungry, the imprisoned, the poor, our enemy. How can we hear today's gospel and know that all people, like the birds of the air and the wild grass, can be fed, clothed, and housed? Yes, God does know what we need. We need to be concerned about the kingdom of God and what God requires of us. Then, and only then, God through us will provide what is needed for all people. Only then will we not worry about the next day and place our trust in the providence of God. Where do we see the face of Christ today? What wakes me up to the needs of others so that I can hear Jesus telling me not to worry and to be concerned only about what his love requires of me, and then he will take care of the rest.